Welcome, curious minds, to another deep dive. In a world just overflowing with information, we're here to cut through that noise and get straight to the insights that really matter. Today, we're unraveling a concept that's, well, fundamental to pretty much all software. It might seem a bit technical at first, but honestly, it has huge implications for how programs get built, how smoothly they run, and, crucially, how easy they are to fix when things go wrong. We're talking about the scope of variables. Specifically, we're going to zero in on local and global variables, our mission for you today. We want to really clearly define what scope means, nail down the difference between local and global, and then, you know, unpack the real-world advantages and disadvantages of each. We'll even dig into a specific program example to see how these concepts actually play out in code.
It's absolutely crucial. Scope dictates where your data can be used, where it can be accessed, and importantly, where it can be changed within a program. Getting this right? Well, it's not just about making code work. It's about making it sturdy, secure, and something you can actually build upon in the future.
Okay, let's unpack that then. When we talk about the scope of a variable, what are we really getting at? Is it just about where it lives?
It's mostly about its visibility. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it like rules that determine which parts of your program can even see or use a particular piece of data, a variable. It's about setting boundaries, really, controlling access, making sure data is only available where it absolutely needs to be and nowhere else.
Right, preventing accidental meddling from other parts of the program.
Exactly.
And within this idea of scope, you mentioned two main types, local and global.
That's right. Those are the two big categories we tend to focus on. You can almost think of it like private notes versus public announcements.
Okay, let's start with the private notes then. Local variables. You said these are key for organized software?
Absolutely. If you're aiming for code that's modular, easy to test, easy to maintain, local variables are your best friends. They are foundational.
So what makes them local?
Well, their existence is strictly limited. They only live inside the specific function or procedure where they're created. As soon as that function finishes its task, those local variables, they just poof, disappear. They cease to exist.
So other parts of the program can't just reach in and grab that data?
Not directly,
yeah,
no. Unless the data is explicitly passed out of the function or passed in as what we call a parameter, it's a controlled handover.
Okay, so like if a function calculates a temporary result, it needs for itself.
Precisely. It uses a local variable. It's like a little scratch pad for that one specific task. You wouldn't normally share your private meeting notes with the entire company unless there was a specific reason. Right.
Makes sense. And you deliberately hand over just the information needed.
Exactly. That handing over in programming is often done through parameters. It's an explicit control transfer. And this boundary, this privacy, it brings a massive advantage.
Okay, so it prevents bugs.
It prevents a certain kind of bug, yeah. Those really nasty ones where one part of the program accidentally messes up data used by another part, causing unexpected side effects. With locals, the function is self-contained. Changes inside it can't easily affect the main program in unforeseen ways.
Got it. What about how the program actually runs? Any performance benefits?
Definitely. Memory use is a big one. Since local variables are temporary, they only need memory, RAM, while their function is actually running. Once the function is done, that memory can be freed up, reclaimed. It's much more efficient than keeping variables hanging around for the entire life of the program.
Right, so they don't hog resources unnecessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. What about reusing code?
That's where portability and modularity come in, and local variables are fantastic for this. A function that relies mainly on its own local variables is inherently self-contained. Think of it like a well-designed tool. You could pick it up and use it in different projects, right? Because it doesn't depend on some specific setup in the workshop it came from.
Okay, so you can take that function and drop it into another program without much fuss.
Pretty much, yeah. Because it brings its own tools, its local variables, and works with the data you explicitly give it. This also makes testing much easier. You can test that one function in isolation, knowing it won't be affected by or affect the rest of the system unexpectedly.
Okay, so local variables sound pretty great. Secure, efficient, reusable. Now, what about the other side? Global variables, the public announcements.
Right. So global variables are defined outside of any specific function, usually at the mm-hmm. top level of the program. And their scope is, well, global. Any function anywhere in the program can see them and use them without needing parameters.
That sounds convenient. Maybe too convenient.
It can seem easier at first glance, especially in small programs. You define something once, like a configuration setting, and boom, it's available everywhere. No need to pass it around.
But I sense a but coming. What's the catch? What are the big red flags here?
The biggest one, by far, is the risk of unexpected changes. Because any function can potentially modify a global variable, it becomes incredibly difficult to track who changed what and when. Especially in larger, more complex programs, you can accidentally override a global variable in one function, causing bizarre errors in a completely different, unrelated part of the program.
Ah, the side effects problem again, but magnified?
Exactly. Tracking down those kinds of bugs, it can be an absolute nightmare. You might spend hours, even days, chasing a ghost, only to find that some obscure function modified a global variable you thought was stable. It makes debugging way harder.
So that initial convenience can quickly turn into a massive headache down the line.
Totally. And it kills portability, too. If a function relies on a specific global variable existing, you can't just lift that function and reuse it elsewhere. It's not self-contained anymore. It needs that specific global environment to work. It's tied down.
Okay, so less reusable, harder to debug. Any other downsides?
Well, there's also the memory aspect again. Unlike locals, global variables stick around for the entire duration the program is running. They occupy RAM constantly, whether they're being actively used or not. So for all these reasons, the risk, the debugging difficulty, the lack of portability, the memory usage, the general rule is to avoid global variables whenever you possibly can.
Minimize their use, basically.
Pretty much. Local is generally the way to go for cleaner, safer, more maintainable code.
Are there any situations where a global might be okay or even necessary?
It's rare, but yeah, sometimes. The most common case is for true constants, values that are set once and never change throughout the program's execution. Like maybe a fixed tax rate or a mathematical constant like pi. Even then, many modern approaches prefer to define constants within specific modules to limit their scope somewhat. You might also occasionally see them for system-wide configurations, but again, with extreme caution, often making them read only if possible.
So the rule is, think very, very carefully before making something global.
Definitely. If you can achieve the same result by passing data through parameters, that's almost always the better, safer choice.
Okay, this is clearer now, but let's make it concrete. You mentioned an example program, the VAT calculation one. How does that illustrate these concepts?
Right, it's a simple program, but it shows the difference nicely. It's designed to calculate the value-added tax on a cost price.
Let's break down its variables then. At the very top, outside any function, it defines VTrait equals 0.2. What's its scope?
That VTrait is a classic global variable.
Yeah.
It's defined at the top level, so any function, like the calcvat function or the one that displays a result, can access it directly without it being passed in.
And in this case, since VTrait is usually a fixed constant for the purpose of the calculation, that might be an acceptable use of global scope.
You could argue that yes, it's a constant value used across different parts of the calculation. It's unlikely to be accidentally changed in this simple program.
Okay. Then also at the top level, it has cost EBO 0 and VAT cost equals 0.
Right. Now these, cost and VD cost, are also global in this specific program structure. They're accessible throughout. However, unlike VTrait, these variables are expected to change during the program's execution. Cost gets a value input by the user, and VE cost holds the result of the calculation.
And that's where the danger lies if this program got bigger.
Precisely. Because they're global, any function added later could potentially mess with cost or VT cost unexpectedly. A safer design, even for this simple case, might be to get the cost, pass it into the calcfat function, have calcfat return the calculated VAT amount, and then store that result, perhaps locally in the main part, or pass it to the display function. Avoids the global VD cost.
Got it. So those globals, while functional here, show a potentially risky pattern. What about variables inside the functions? Like, I see a variable side used as a parameter in getCost, calcvat, and dispvate.
Oh, good catch. When C or V in calcvat and dispbv8 is used as a parameter in the function definition, like def calcvat C, it's acting as a local variable within that function. It's a temporary placeholder for the value that gets passed into the function when it's called. Its existence is confined to that specific function call.
So the C in calcvat is different from the C potentially used inside getCost. They don't interfere.
Exactly. They are separate variables occupying separate memory spaces, even though they share the same name. Their scope is local to their respective functions. Same for the variable V declared inside calcvat to hold the result before it's potentially used or returned. It's also local.
So this little program nicely shows a global constant, VTrait, potentially risky global variables, cost, VA cost, and safe local variables used as parameters, C, and internal calculation steps.
Right. It highlights how using parameters to pass data between functions, instead of relying only on globals, is key to creating those modular, maintainable pieces of code we talked about. keeps things contained.
Okay, stepping back then, what does this all mean for you, the listener, maybe someone learning to code or managing software projects? Why is understanding scope so important?
It fundamentally impacts how easy your code is to maintain, how robust it is against errors, and honestly, how usable it is for anyone else who might need to work on it, including your future self.
How so?
Well, when you use local variables predominantly, bugs tend to be localized too. If something goes wrong in a function, the problem is likely within that function, not caused by some mysterious global change elsewhere. It makes finding and fixing errors much, much faster.
That makes sense. Less chasing ghosts.
Exactly. And it makes the code more readable. When you look at a function, you can clearly see the data it takes in parameters and the data it works with internally, locals. You don't have to constantly look back at the top of the file to see what globals might be influencing it.
Which is crucial for collaboration or even just understanding your own code 6 months later.
Absolutely critical. It reduces the mental load significantly.
And you mentioned debugging tools earlier. How do they tie into scope?
Well, debuggers are designed around scope. Tools like breakpoints let you pause the program inside a function. Then the debugger will often explicitly show you two sets of variables. The locals, those existing only within the current function, and the globals, those accessible everywhere.
Ah, so the tools themselves separate them out for you.
Yes. They leverage the concept of scope to help you see exactly what data is visible and what its value is at that specific point in time within that specific context. It's incredibly helpful for diagnosing problems. Is the problem with a local calculation, or did a global variable get corrupted? The debugger helps you answer that.
Fascinating. So understanding scope isn't just theory. It directly impacts practical development and debugging.
Look, absolutely. It's bread and butter stuff.
And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the, well, the surprisingly critical world of variable scope. We've seen that choosing between local and global isn't just a minor detail. It's a core design decision.
It really is. And the takeaway, prioritize local variables. Build those self-contained modular components. It leads to code that's more secure, more efficient, easier to test, and vastly easier to maintain in the long run. It's just good practice.
It's definitely a powerful piece of knowledge for anyone involved in software. A real shortcut to understanding what makes code robust and reliable. So here's something to think about until next time. This principle of scope, limiting visibility and access for security, efficiency, or clarity, where else do you see it playing out? Not just in code, but maybe in organizations, systems, or even everyday life. How does controlling who sees what and when shape how things work? Something to ponder.